Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're talking strata insurance and specifically what NSW committees actually need to get right. The article is called Strata Insurance in NSW, What Your Committee Must Get Right.
And it's a topic where getting it wrong has real consequences, not just paperwork headaches, but costs that land on every owner in the scheme.
That's the thing that jumps out straight away. Most strata responsibilities, if you get them wrong, cost you a bit. Insurance is different. The article opens by saying one bad day, a fire, a storm, a major flood, can leave every owner facing a bill they simply cannot pay.
Which is a serious framing. So how does strata insurance actually work? Who is responsible for insuring what?
Here's the foundation. In a strata scheme, the building and common property are owned collectively. No single owner owns the roof or the external walls. So the owner's corporation takes out one policy covering the whole building and common property, and every owner contributes through their levies.
One collective policy for the shared structure. That makes sense. And the committee's job is to make sure that policy is in place and stays current.
Exactly. And the scheme's policy doesn't cover everything. An individual owner's contents, their belongings, improvements inside their own unit, that's on the owner, not the scheme.
Which I can imagine catches people out after something goes wrong. They assume the scheme covered it and it didn't.
The article makes exactly that point. A committee that explains the split clearly saves owners a lot of grief after a loss. So part of the committee's role is just communicating where that line sits.
Right. So we know the scheme insures the building. What's the most important number in all of this?
The replacement value. That's the figure the article really focuses on. It's what it would cost to rebuild the building if it were completely destroyed, and the insurance has to be set at an adequate replacement value for the scheme to be genuinely protected.
And I'm guessing the trap is that building costs go up over time.
That's exactly it. A replacement value that was right 5 years ago may be well short today. If a major loss happens and the policy is set too low, the payout doesn't cover the rebuild, and owners have to find the difference themselves, often through a special levy.
Which is a brutal situation to be in after you've already had a fire or a flood. So what keeps that number accurate?
Regular valuations. A valuation is a professional estimate of what it would actually cost to rebuild, done periodically so the insured amount keeps pace with real costs.
How often are we talking?
The article says to confirm the frequency with NSW Fair Trading or your managing agent, because the requirements can depend on your scheme. But the discipline is clear. Value the building at sensible intervals and make sure the insured sum reflects the current valuation.
And if a scheme hasn't been valued in years?
The article puts it plainly. The scheme is quietly carrying a risk it may not even know about.
That's a striking line. So what does the article say committees should actually be doing to stay on top of this?
There's a clear list. Make sure the building and common property are insured and the policy is current. Keep the replacement value accurate through regular valuations. Review the cover before each renewal rather than just signing off on it. And keep the policy documents in the scheme's records where they can actually be found.
That last one seems obvious, but I'd guess it's often where things fall down. You need to be able to find those documents in a hurry.
Absolutely. And the article adds one more. Confirm the current insurance obligations with NSW Fair Trading or your managing agent, because the precise requirements can change depending on your scheme.
So this isn't something you set up once and forget. It needs active attention at every renewal.
That's the message. Insurance is the responsibility a committee cannot afford to get wrong.
So what's the one thing a committee member should do straight after reading this article?
Check when the building was last professionally valued. If the answer is more than a few years ago, that's your starting point. Get a current valuation on the agenda before your next renewal.
Simple and concrete. Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog for all the detail. And if you're a Strata committee member wanting to understand your duties properly, Archer Institute runs a Strata members CPD course covering insurance, the funds, and your obligations under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015. It's online and self-paced.
Built for the volunteers actually running these schemes, Archer Institute offers nationally recognised training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1800 069 273 or head to the Archer Institute website to find out more.